Revelation chapter 3. To the angel of the assembly in Sardis write, He who has the seven spirits of Elohim and the seven stars says these things, I know your works, that you have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain, but are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before Elohim. Remember therefore how you have received and heard, hold fast and repent. Therefore if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. You have a few names even in Sardis who have not soiled their garments. They shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments. I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. To the angel of the assembly in Philadelphia write, He who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens, and no one shuts, and no one opens, says these things. I know your works. Look. I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, and have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Listen. I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Listen. I will make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. Because you have kept my word of patience, I also will keep you from the hour of temptation which shall come upon the entire world, to test those who dwell on the earth. Look, I am coming quickly. Hold firmly what you have, so that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes will I make a pillar in the temple of my Elohim, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my Elohim and the name of the city of my Elohim, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my Elohim, and my own new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. To the angel of the assembly of the Laodiceans write, The Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of Elohim, says these things. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spit you out of my mouth. For you say, I am rich, and have stored up goods, and have need of nothing, yet do not realize that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire, that you may be rich, and white clothing, that you may be dressed, that the shame of your nakedness may not appear, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. Therefore be zealous and repent. Listen. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes will I grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies.